Who's that?
I wasn't ready. I was just coughing.
Welcome back, everybody. Are you serious? Spencer.
Let's start again. Come on. Are you serious right now?
What's your name?
This is Wyatt. I know I cough now.
I thought that was your start. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was. I was just... Sure. Okay. I was just joking. That's actually... Now you're coughing.
Just as special as Wyatt. And this is Blanket Talk. Back in the same time, same place, same
you
guys.
Found us. Good job.
And, I had you remind me last episode. At the beginning, I want to talk to everybody about what the podcast is about, in case there's some newcomers, you know, like our friends or like our friends' moms.
Oh yeah, Spencer.
What's up?
We should remind people what we talk about in the podcast, because you told me to remind you. Yeah.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So in this podcast, me and my acquaintance Wyatt,
what?
We sit on down
acquaintance
at about the same time every week, and then we talk about jibber jabber.
Yeah.
We talk about pish posh.
I guess.
We just speak our minds.
Not very friendly, though, because we're just acquaintances.
I wouldn't go that far.
You're
look, Wyatt.
Putting us below acquaintances?
Look, Wyatt,
that?
Okay? Like, it's hard to get a hold of you. Do you remember what I told you last week?
No.
Well, you're nice.
You told me a lot of things. Oh, stop.
Okay. Now you remember.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and I still can't get a hold of you. Even today... Right? I texted you yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, do you want to do it today? And you said, no, let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which you didn't give me a reason, and I said, that's fine. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be at your house just after 5. You didn't respond. Then today, right after 5, right after work, I went and I picked you up at your house. And when I said I picked you up, I meant that I just went to your house. Oh, you're checking your text right now to make sure that you actually got a text from me saying that you're going to be there at 5. Check it. Further out.
I didn't respond.
You didn't respond. I know.
Jerk.
But I mean, you know, you didn't have to, because I wouldn't. You wouldn't. Okay. I was there at 5, and you weren't there. And I called you and I texted you and you weren't there. So I'm like, God damn it! And so I went home.
I know. I was at my sister's parent-teacher meeting.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Out of nowhere.
Said the student to the teacher after he didn't finish his homework again.
What?
Come on. Don't you get it?
Is that how it seems?
It's like the same thing. Okay. I mean, this is our 11th podcast.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 of the podcasts have probably gone smoothly, with just like picking you right up and coming right here and then all that.
I drew myself.
Like you.
That shows initiative.
Because you weren't at your house and you didn't want me to go pick you up
I
again.
I was driving my sister to her... parent teacher.
You gotta let me know.
I know. I mean,
no way you don't feel bad now.
I do feel bad.
Every time?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm just not good at life.
Just let me know. People are also probably like, oh, Spencer sounds weird. It's because today I've progressively gotten sicker.
Yeah. More of a headache I am.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Okay. Just really quickly, I'm gonna thank you. Because I want to get back to the regular podcast, not just getting mad at you.
I think it's like actually a segment of ours. It's just like a designated like part of the podcast.
The segment's just like why I couldn't get a hold of you this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not even that I couldn't get a hold of you. It's like I called you and then 10 minutes later you texted or you called me or texted me. But I was already at home.
During her meeting.
Yeah, you're not.
It was all about her.
Yeah, it is all about her.
I didn't want to take away from the moment.
I mean, it's not like it's her wedding. You can text during a parent-teacher interview, you're not even like a parent. You're just a sister.
You're probably just
chatting up Hartig the whole time.
Yeah, we're talking about woodwork and whatever they're doing in there. They're building their own chairs. It's awesome.
That does sound cool.
It is cool.
Now, just really quickly, in this podcast, me and Wyatt, we talk about whatever we like, and we have a couple segments that we like to get to.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is trains.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that we're going to get it now because we don't want to spoil the beans, you know?
Spill the beans.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil them, though.
You could spoil them.
We don't want to overcook that cheese.
That's not a saying.
We don't want to run too early. We don't want to sprint too early.
You don't want to leave the water on.
No. Don't want to burn that toast.
Don't want to eat the outdoors.
Ooh, don't you leave that door open.
Don't leave it open.
I want to
wrap yourself up in a towel like a burrito and then fall on your face because your feet get stuck.
On the blanket that you wrapped around.
And then you fall down the stairs.
Oh, my
And when
goodness.
You're downstairs, you sneeze.
Yeah.
Don't want that to happen.
No. And it sneezes, like, in your face because you're so wrapped up like a cocoon and like a in your burrito that you sneeze into the blanket that's right in front of you.
Don't want to go blind from that. And then you don't want to have to get a disability dog. You don't want to take this metaphor too far.
No, no, no.
Because that would be annoying.
No, no, no.
For people listening.
Don't want to spoil that egg.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Thank you.
Where were we?
I was basically just like talking about how we talk about segments.
Yeah.
We get to trains eventually. And I apologize. I'm sick right now. Progressively just gotten sicker.
But I apologize.
I have a buffer day tomorrow.
It's better than I'm sorry.
Oh. I accept your apology. Well, graciously.
What? I didn't say that. I said it's better than I'm sorry. I've been trying to cut back on my sorries.
Oh, that's very Canadian of you to sorry your sorries.
Oh, I am sorrying my sorries right now. Dang it. Dang it. All right. Oh, I'm supposed to do... All right.
Come on.
Let's do a segment.
Spencer, yay!
How was your... What do we do?
Come on.
Do you have any ideas? No.
What? Check yourself.
This is my first time doing this part of the podcast.
11th. Like, you're a part of it.
I mean, okay. Like, if you were to improve the podcast... No, this is, people know what I'm doing.
You just say the segment.
Okay. Improvements to the podcast.
I'm about to kick you right out.
Okay.
I need to take another breather. Because you can't podcast right.
Because I messed that up really bad.
Now, what was the question, Wyatt?
I just don't know how to make it seamless, you know?
Just do
how
it.
To make it not seem awkward.
Well, you just...
Did it seem awkward? I felt like it was awkward.
You pretty much acknowledged the awkwardness.
Yeah, well, it was awkward. I couldn't stop thinking about how awkward it was.
You just do it. So, Wyatt, you want to hear about how I want to make the podcast better?
See, that wasn't awkward.
Is that right?
Yeah, it seems okay.
I just said it.
Yeah, you did.
Don't mean to take the reins over, or do you got it?
I mean...
Don't mean to grab those reins?
I didn't write any notes, so... I think you should grab them.
They're my segments.
Yeah.
This is literal jibber jabber.
All right.
This is one of our segments where I talk about reasons and ways that I can improve the podcast.
Go. I'm
because
excited
it's,
because
it's all about improving that podcast.
Last week we just had one, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. This week. Mm-hmm. Whew. You know, I'm going to have to decipher these ones because...
You want help?
A little bit. Right. This one says, like the School of Rock.
Yeah. Okay, so right? Like the School of Rock, so...
My first one is like the School of Rock.
We should do the podcast like the School of Rock?
Yeah, so this is not necessarily the podcast like it. It's coming back to me. The cult classic Jack Black film, School of Rock.
Mm-hmm. Is it a cult classic now?
Sure.
Wow.
Well, if you live hardcore, hardcore. Then you gotta live hardcore. You gotta live hardcore.
Wow, it seems like you're two pure people right now.
I know. I'm Jack Black and the background singers.
Yeah, the little girls.
And it's all about him just going out, you know, finding...
taking advantage of some kids.
And finding the potentials in them.
Screwing up their education.
You know, and really giving the opportunities to really go far.
To make money and further himself.
You know, they get a cut.
I love music.
Yeah.
It was a really
just
nice
like change the, just change the word music and instruments to microphone and podcast.
So
then it's
saying...
the cult classic Spencer and Wyatt film, School of Still Rock, but like we rock at making podcasts. Well, if you live hardcore,
then live hardcore. Oh.
Yeah, so like I could be Jack Black and you can be you'd be like Sarah Silverman.
I don't know who that is.
You don't want to
know her? Am I one of her friends? I'm sorry, Sarah. No. She's an actress. I bet she's an actress.
Here's number two. Massage chairs.
Hey.
Ah,
I like that.
I know.
For the, while we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, while. During.
While.
Just during. Like really make us comfortable. I'm worried about the noise, but I'm thinking just like how
noise
good.
Of like, like
yeah.
How like.
Well, just like us just. Oh,
yeah.
And just the actual massage chair.
Yeah.
But I think they offset each other pretty well. Like how much better the podcast will be because of how comfortable we are compared to just a constant background noise of.
Kind of render this excellent soundproof room of ours obsolete.
Yeah, because the sound's coming from inside the room.
Yeah, it wouldn't really make... It wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
We could sit outside the room, but we could take turns.
Oh!
Tag out.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
I like that. Here comes number three. We can get a company car.
Okay.
With our faces on it and the podcast name. Right? I think I could take the hood. You can take, like, a bumper sticker.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing. Is $5 a month going to cut it? Because I don't know how much...
Yeah, it's all down payments.
Okay, yeah. It works out. Insurance.
It's all down payments and, like, paying off the loan.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, and then...
Macroeconomics. I get it.
So, like, I can be on the hood. You can be on the bumper. We can have the podcast name over each side of the car so that both oncoming traffic as well as foot passengers to our right can read it. And I'm also wanting a slogan under it.
What kind of slogan? What are we talking?
Our slogan.
Oh, yeah, of course. Our slogan.
Yeah, and I've brainstormed a couple.
Oh, good. We haven't made one yet. I was afraid I forgot. I thought you were going to upset with me again. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, our slogan.
Oh, that one. Yeah. So I also wrote up, I just threw these together. All right. So you can just like pick one that you like.
What if I want to make up my own?
You can.
We can have a competition.
You can think some up, but I also want you to comment on mine.
Send in your votes.
Here comes number one. Two guys, one pod.
Wait, oh my god, is it like... It's like that internet video.
Mm-hmm, but it's like two guys, one pod, because it's one podcast, but it's like we're in a pot. It's two guys... Here comes number two.
My stomach is like wanting to laugh, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Here comes number two.
All right.
The rise and fall of a friendship.
Because that goes back to... It goes back to, like, the first podcast where we were talking about the train rising and falling, but it also goes back to the deterioration of our relationship.
Yeah, I do like that one. Number three, millionaires in the making.
Who?
What?
Who? What do you mean? Us?
Number four, lettuce into your ear holes.
Oh, aggressive. Well, it's...
But it's let
please
us in.
Please let us into your ears.
We could change it a little bit.
That'd be more Canadian, I think.
Yeah, but we got you don't want to please. No, you don't want to sorry as much. So like, please is fine.
I like the ear holes. It's very descriptive.
Yeah, okay. And the final one, and really takes one into consideration.
All right.
Pods before gods.
Stop smiling at that. Pods before gods?
That was so funny.
Gods. That's right.
Pod before God?
I don't get it.
Why?
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. But like, what are you, God? What does that have anything to do with the podcast?
It's so funny. I wrote this at work today. It's made me laugh out loud twice today. Pods before gods?
It's just two words that rhyme. You know what's really funny? How funny you think it is. It's just two rhyming words.
No, but it's funny.
It's
funny because gods are supposed to be like the best. And podcasts before the best.
I feel like such a jerk right now for not laughing.
You should.
But
here, I'm gonna leave this with you.
Okay.
You just read that over.
For real.
I wrote pod before god. All That's right. pretty funny, but pods before gods.
Let me just stare at it for a little bit. I'm sure it'll be
funnier. just think it
just,
over.
Just
think
it
over.
It's not doing it for
it's
me.
It's funny.
It's okay. It's humorous.
Pod before God. It's funny because it's like pod is like short for pod. You know what?
Pod short for. Oh
yeah. Pod short for podcast.
I'm sorry.
Whatever, Wyatt.
It's good. It's like it's Thank a you. Solid B. But I don't have anything, so it's better than. My slogans.
Whatever you say, buddy.
They're all good. I think we're shining.
Okay.
I don't want to be
Thanks. Thank
disappointment.
You. No, thank you.
I'm sorry. You're
Thanks,
disappointed.
Wyatt.
You thought I'd love it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I wish Noah Coster was here. He'd laugh at it.
Wow. Low blow.
It's hilarious.
Not that funny.
Pods before gods?
I don't want to lie to you.
Look, why?
I want to be honest with you.
I want to be on the same wavelength as you. That's because we're not holding hands or something.
I'm on it all together. I don't even know if I'm on a wavelength.
I'm on a. You're just a straight line.
I'm on a. Yeah, I'm on a length.
If anything, you'd be more of a loop.
A loop length.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to.
Yeah, just read it over a couple more times.
I like how funny you think it is.
It's because it's hilarious. I don't want to explain it to you.
I don't think there's anything to explain. It's two words that rhyme.
All right, it's done. It's done. Put it away. Put away the list. Put it
we
away.
We really should
don't
call it the rise and fall of a friendship. I just disappointed you. If you guys could see his face right now. Like crestfallen.
Look, Wyatt, I need you to take over the podcast.
Super downcast. What?
I'm really tired.
Okay. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Trains aren't supposed
Hold
to be
on,
bumpy.
Hold on, guys.
Trains aren't supposed to be bumpy.
Stay with us.
I mean...
Another segment we do.
I was tired.
Yeah.
I might have been playing Fallout last night, and I worked today, and then I was just pooped.
You were just pooped out.
That's what the buffer days are for. So I'm also sick.
Buffer day?
Yeah, a buffer day. Yes, tomorrow.
All right. So, Spencer.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you.
What is it?
Do you have a dialogue? I really need to work on these transitions.
You want to move right into the dialogue?
I guess so.
I would love that.
Okay.
I would love that.
Do you have one?
I do.
Oh, good.
Great. So.
That was better, though, right?
Yes.
This initiative.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like.
Now, for those of you not knowing, I'm training Wyatt to take the reins of this sled. Right.
It's not really my forte.
Taking the reins.
Hosting a podcast.
Yeah, like if we were a sled team, you'd be the person sleeping.
I'd be the dogs.
In the actual sled.
The dogs.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be like Rudolph. You'd be like Dasher
or Prancer. Man, he's so arrogant.
Ugh, damn.
And he doesn't laugh at anyone's jokes.
Oh. But yeah, I have a dialogue for you. It's not recorded yet. Obviously, we're going to put it into the podcast, and it's going to be great. High hopes for this one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, is this part two?
This is absolutely part two. Big reveal. From last week's, I continued on that story, and this is now part two of that, and what happened in the escapade of... The dealer
Doug.
And the dealt.
The dealer and the dealt.
I just came up with it right now. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Sorry. I gotta stop doing this.
So yeah, me and Wyatt are going to read part two to each other so that we know the actual thing. And, like,
what's
going
down.
We can comment on it.
Yep.
And I'm also going to show you last week's, because we've only read last week's. You haven't actually heard it with me and Brady.
I think I did hear it, actually.
When? Are you saying
the
other
in the car.
Podcast?
Remember? This weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then we...
I mean, I listen to it on my own time.
Bullshit. You know it. Okay, so this is part two of last week's. If you didn't hear last week's, probably go do that.
Yeah.
I guess.
We'll
I
wait.
Mean, it's not really going to matter that
Hurry
much,
up,
I guess. But we'll wait. Really. Just pause us.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing you can do.
Yeah. I mean, don't take too long, though.
But for real, though.
Don't keep us waiting too long.
Because we get lonely.
Nope.
You know what happens when we get lonely?
Nope.
Start like...
Nope.
Biting
nope.
at our wrists?
No. No.
Start like getting at the tendons? I like flossing with it.
Last
you know
week
the best
it
part?
Was the hand fashion
Do you know the best
gun?
Part about biting into your wrist and then pulling out a tendon?
No, I don't is know
that
what
you
the
can
best
put it between
is.
Your teeth and then move your finger so that the tendon slides in and out like you're flossing.
Where do you like... Is this Fallout? Is this Fallout? Is this where you're getting all this
no.
stuff?
No. I just all thought right. of that right now. Okay. You waited long enough. Here comes the dialogue.
Are you fucking serious?
So do you just give me the bags to me now, or...
This is 50 cents!
Or do you just put it under a rock or something?
Man, get the fuck out of here, you white as paper piece of shit! Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Don't run. Just be cool, man. Be cool. Let me do the talking. Oh, no. Don't. Just stop it. God damn it.
Everybody stop. This is the police. Don't move. And what is it that we have going on over here?
Nothing at all, officer. Just,
a meetup. Nothing!
A short meetup.
A short meetup?
Yeah, a short meetup for advice.
A meetup for...
Yeah.
Advice. About plants! Oh!
Yeah, about plants. He's having issues with his cactuses.
Is that so? What kind of issues?
It's the bugs!
Yeah, right. The bugs. They keep getting at his cacti.
So, why in an alley? In the rain?
Cell phones!
Phones are down. Because of the winds. It's an urgent meeting.
Right. So, why is he crying?
It was just too late. The bugs got to the cacti first.
Well, this sure looks like a drug deal to me. Hope you don't mind if I do a quick body search on you for any narcotics or weapons.
Hardly seems necessary, but be my guest. Keeping the streets clean and safe. I like that.
Likewise. All clean. And, are you alright, sir?
Hardly. Cactaroo will never be able to reroute. It's only a matter of time before they get to the rest!
Right. And what about that in your hand? 50 cents? Clearly not enough to buy drugs, am I right? Ooh, well, anyways, I have nothing to hold against you guys, so I'm going to leave you two gentlemen to your meetup. And, sir?
Hmm? Yeah?
Try lime zest in the soil. Critters hate it.
Yes, sir. I mean, officer. Have a good evening.
Too close, man. Way too fucking close.
You're telling me? I could have lost my job as head of tech
sales. Head of tech sales at Best Buy. I know. You told me.
Right. So how did you not find any drugs on you? Not a very good drug dealer if you got nothing to deal.
I don't keep it on me, you Michael Cera piece of shit. I know how to do my job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. So do we still have a deal?
Yeah, fine, man. Whatever.
So do you give me the bags now?
Man, what the fuck?
Or do you just put it under a rock or something?
Fuck the deal, man. I'm out.
But what about my 50 cents? Oh, my ears. Ooh.
Is that too loud?
Ooh.
Do you think?
Ooh. Ow.
Oh, really?
Oh. All right, I can't hear. Ma.
Is that why we clap?
Ma.
Is that why we snap?
Ma.
I thought we were just being
what?
Funny.
Ma. Yeah.
I'm sorry, everyone. Do you think I actually hurt someone's ears?
Yeah.
What if no one's listening, though?
I'll be listening.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going to peek out.
You just be ready.
It's going to hurt.
It's all right.
There we are. We don't need to comment on last week's because we've already done that.
We've already commented on it.
We are now trolling over onto this week's.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Part two.
I can honestly say, unlike earlier, I thought it was very funny. I was laughing.
Yep.
It was good.
Good. Now, I got something to tell you, Wyatt.
Yeah?
Whenever anybody comments on anything I do,
yeah,
I think they're lying. I'm not kidding.
That's a terrible life perspective.
I know. Because you've never said that any one of my dialogues are bad.
I said one of them was bad.
Which one?
I don't know.
The goldfish one?
Yeah. That's true. That is the one, wasn't it?
Oh.
Because I thought it was too scary.
That's right. You dummy.
It was too scary.
You dummy.
I wasn't wrong.
You pansy.
I guess it was Halloween, but was that the Halloween episode?
I don't think so.
Been
nope, I'm not that spooky.
But yeah, that's not cool, man. I mean it. It's good. It's funny.
Thank you, Wyatt.
I like how they tied in together.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the police officer knew that it was a cactus. And he knew what to do at the end. He's like, lime zest?
Yeah. There's a lot of parts that are real zingers.
Is that what you actually do?
That Michael Cera zinger? No, I just came up with that right now.
Oh, okay.
I just came up with it last night. That Michael Cera zinger? That's a zinger.
Yeah, he got him.
Yeah, that part at the end. Like, the part that you liked about last week was how he said, like, so do you just put it under a rock or something? And I brought that back just for you.
Thank you.
It also really made sense.
I thought it was hilarious that he still didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be so stressed at work.
I'm ready to hear Brady say it.
Yeah. I'm going to say it now. Probably the toughest to record.
What? Brady?
No.
He Brady's is a tough one.
I don't know if I can cry that well. I mean, obviously the listeners will know.
Crying. Mm. Okay. Who's going to be the police officer?
Probably me.
You do both?
Yeah, but you can't tell it's me.
Really?
Because, like you said, I can have different voices. So if you live hardcore, if you live hardcore, if you live hardcore, what are you going to live hardcore?
Yeah, actually. I can't. Mm-hmm. You, for all we know, it could have been someone else who walked in here.
It was Jack Black.
Bye, Jack.
But if you live hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Just keep giving me honest thoughts on the Wyatt.
Honest, positive criteria.
Because the week that you tell me it's a bad one, and you tell me why it's bad, like, you win.
You're just waiting for me to say something bad?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because that's the true meaning of friendship.
No.
Yes.
I mean, part of it. It's about compassion.
It's about truth. It's about honesty.
It's about...
It's not about compassion.
It's about empathy.
No! No!
It's about feeling for each other. It's about putting yourself... in their shoes. It's about sharing snacks.
It's about, everybody knows me. I'm a great friend. I don't share snacks.
Yeah, well.
How does that add up?
I mean, you kind of lose some points.
Oh, man.
You share snacks.
Everybody listening to this is just like, God, that damn Spencer doesn't share his snacks.
Spencer gave me nachos the other day. It was excellent.
We each had separate plates. I hardly.
Actually, that's true.
I hardly gave you nachos. We made separate plates because I told you we had to make separate plates because I didn't want to share.
But you did feed me from your fridge. And tonight, I had tacos at your house, and they're excellent.
Yeah, did you enjoy them?
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. Soft tacos next time. Ugh. Also known as burritos! Ah, it's a fun one.
So anyways, since it's a train podcast and all, and that's what we talk about here, do you want to... Oh, you're looking at the time. Am I too early?
Yeah.
I'm second guessing myself. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
You just gotta, like... You gotta start planning stuff in your head.
I don't plan.
Like, we're halfway through what the podcast should be at right now.
Uh-huh.
And you've just almost hit all three... of our segments.
We only have three segments?
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, you're going against my grain here to plan.
You don't say.
Like, you know if you're chopping wood? You know how you're supposed to chop wood?
Mm-hmm.
You're just, like, putting the log on its side and hitting it with an axe. And you're not even hitting it with the sharp end. You're hitting it with the blunt side.
Hitting it with the blunt side and it's, like, parallel to you?
Yeah. So if it seems, like, clumsy and fumbled, it's because that's what my brain is. My brain is the axe. And it's... turned around, flipped sideways, and it's just not working.
You don't say.
It's not a regular motion.
I mean, you gotta learn to be an MC, Wyatt.
Do I, though?
For where you're going in your life?
Kind of, actually.
You gotta learn to be an MC.
Yeah, it's true.
You gotta be that master of the ceremonies.
That's what that is.
That's what
MC,
it is.
Master of ceremonies.
Master of ceremonies. You gotta own it.
I don't think so.
Like, we're half an hour in, and you have no idea how my day is.
I already know. We already talked about it earlier.
Yeah, I'm pissed off at you. That's how my day's going.
Yeah. Why would I want to talk about that? I guess I should. Spencer, why are you pissed off at me?
We already talked about that. Look, Wyatt.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to work on it, but I'm going to give you an out.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to tell you about my work week. I'm going to tell you how my life has been over the last week.
Okay, I was
more specifically, Monday.
Monday. Monday.
Monday.
First day of the week.
Kids.
Unless you count Sunday as the first day of the week, which some people do.
I do not.
Some calendars.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I know,
they
right?
They check themselves.
How idiotic. Idiotic.
So, it was a Monday work week, and everything was pretty normal, and then, about halfway through, this customer came in, and I recognized the customer before because him and another gentleman came in with one of our regular customers who I know fairly well. And the two gentlemen that were with her were very clearly mentally challenged men. And she was their caretaker at the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she watches over them, you know, for the day, and that's her job. And then, so one of those guys comes back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen him. I've only seen him once before. And he just walks straight past me. And he says, I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I'm like, you go ahead. So then he goes in the bathroom, and then like 10 minutes later, comes on out. I'm not paying attention. I'm making drinks, right? He then comes out, and he just leaves right away. Don't think anything of it. 10-15 minutes later, another customer comes by, orders a drink, and then she goes in to wash her hands in the bathroom, comes back out and says, ooh, there's something going on in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
There's a bit of a situation in there.
That's what she says? Like, just like that?
She says a little something like that.
Okay.
There's a bit of a situation in there. I think you guys should probably go check it out before more customers go in.
Uh-oh.
Right? And I go,
are there kittens?
No. That'd be quite the situation.
Yeah.
I don't know how he snuck in all kittens, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess he just probably birthed them.
That would be impressive. That would be quite the situation.
Yeah, okay. What actually?
So then, you know, I'm not going to go right away, so I make her drink, and then I give it to her, and I say, thanks again.
Was she that, like, mysterious about it, though? She didn't tell you what it was?
She explained a couple things to me, but it was all just a blur, you know? Okay. I was so shocked. I'm like, a situation? What is it, kittens?
Yeah, that's your first guess.
And I was so blurred.
Of course.
Memory. And I finished making her a drink, and then one of the owners comes over, the other guy working there, Mike. And I say, Mike, I heard there's a situation in the bathroom.
And
he goes, oh, no. And then he walks to it. I then run around the bar to go check it out with him, because I want to check it out with him. He then goes in before I do. I hear... Oh, gross! Flush. Right, he then walks out of the bathroom with just like the most disgusted face, just like, ooh, just like shriveled up and like, oh, no way. And I go, oh no, and then I peek in, looks normal.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then walk up. So, first of all, apparently he didn't flush.
Okay.
Then I lift up the top lid of the toilet, and there's just a poo stain along the seat. I'm talking like a foot, right? A foot and a half of just like a poo smear stain. That's like at least an inch and a half wide.
You take like an Upper Decker?
No, like on where you usually sit with your bottom on the toilet.
Okay.
Just like a nice poo stain there. And I go, oh, and then I close it down, you know, and then I go up and Mike has a loony in his hand. He says, heads, you clean it. Tails, I clean it. Twing! Heads. I gotta clean it.
Oh, no, Spencer. Yep.
So I put my hoodie over my mouth. I grab my glove and my spray and my paper towels.
How many hands do you have?
I had one under my arm.
Okay.
And I went in there and I cleaned it like a madman.
Ugh.
Like, you didn't really have to touch it. But the worst part was that there's the stain there, and then you lift up the second seat, the actual part that you sit on, and there was a smear on the bottom of it.
How did he do that?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know how he did it.
He's got magic poop. He's got some magic poop.
It wasn't just like little dingies. It was like a, it was like a smear stain. Like if...
Around?
No. Okay. Like imagine if you just like had some paint and you just like dipped your hands in the paint and then you were sitting on it and then you reached under your thigh and you went... And then you left. But the paint wasn't paint.
It was... What was it?
Ba-boo!
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, that's, an unfortunate start to the week.
Yeah, it was really funny, though.
Typical Mondays.
It's all funny afterwards.
Afterwards.
Yeah. There was, like, four times during that day where I'd just be doing things, and I just, like, looked at my hands, and I'm like, I gotta wash these.
You didn't wash them afterwards?
No. Okay. I wash them, and then I go about doing things, and I just go, oh, I gotta wash these, and I wash them again. You know, and then I come home, wash them again. Even though I was wearing a glove.
Yeah, no, totally. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Everything cleans up and gross.
Anyway, it's funny.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
It's all funny.
It's unfortunate.
It's all just...
I'm glad you thought it was funny.
Well, I didn't think it was funny.
Why are you saying it was funny?
I think it's funny now.
This is like one of those times when he told me to tell you if it's not funny.
What? Pods before gods? Is that what you're mentioning?
Yes.
It is funny.
It's not funny.
We're going to talk about this afterwards.
Okay.
I'm going to get Noah Koster on this just to tell him.
You should call him.
Yeah.
You should call him right now. Live.
Let's see if he does.
We're not going to pick up.
Oh, yeah, right.
Does he pick up? I don't know.
Sure he's going to pick up. By the way, just to let you know, in my frequently contacted list, you're number one.
Wow.
And you're probably the least amount to pick up. You should feel bad about that.
I mean, you call me three times in a row. That doesn't count.
Okay, you don't talk.
It's like I'm not here. He's not going to think it's funny.
Yes, he will.
No.
How dare you not think so?
If he says it is.
Come on, Noah.
Oh. Seems like someone else isn't a saint.
Look, it's 9:26. He's probably in class.
In class? He's probably sleeping.
Probably sleeping, yeah, late. Right?
Hey there. Oof. We've sent you a call to our voice.
What was that?
Okay.
That's not Noah. Well, apparently everyone else has some issues picking up phones, too.
I'm calling Brady.
Brady's not going to think... Maybe Brady will think it's funny. No, he's not.
Noah's probably the most likely to think that's hilarious. The problem is that Brady's house is really bad. It's really bad reception.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Is that what he told you?
Stop it.
So mean tonight.
See, it's not even going through.
Yeah, okay. He's to hang up. No.
Man.
Bad reception.
Guess what? Third time the charm.
Liam's not going to think it's funny either.
Oh, Liam's not going to think it's funny?
No.
He's going to think it's hilarious.
It's not funny.
Okay, you quiet.
Liam actually listens to this.
Yeah, I know.
He'll be honored.
Hello?
Hey, it's Spencer.
Hey, what's up?
Do you have a second?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good to hear. I'm going to give you a couple podcast slogans, and I want you to kind of give me your thoughts on what you think is the best.
Okay.
Number one, two guys, one pod. Okay, number two, the rise and fall of a friendship.
Yeah.
All right, number three, millionaires in the making.
Ooh, that's intriguing.
Number four, lettuce into your ear holes. And finally, pods before gods.
Okay.
Did you hear that last one?
Pods before God?
Yeah.
That one's all right.
All right, Liam. I guess we were just kind of like settling a point. Me and Wyatt are just recording the podcast right now. So,
hi,
yeah.
You're live.
Am I live?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I was saying, how it's not that funny, and he was like, "It's totally funny."
I was laughing out loud like three times today about it.
It's not funny, Spencer. It's not funny.
All right. I'm going to have to talk to you later. Are you coming back for Christmas soon?
I am back in Comox on the 16th of December.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 I told you we should have called Noah. I told you we should have called Noah.
What was it? What did he say?
It was all right.
That was all right. After a long, long, satisfying pause. Which you, like, the whole time just had, like, look, that big smile on your face, like,
look,
he's gonna laugh. Listen, he's gonna laugh. Now I don't feel like it.
Look, it's funny because gods insane. Are on such a level and podcasts are on so low below that. And I'm saying pods before
God. I understand the logic.
God damn
it's not
it.
Funny.
All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm glad we sorted that out. I'm also glad I won. Maybe Noah will think it's funny. We'll get back to you on Noah's opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I'm the podcast producer, and I get to make these decisions, so our thing is now Pods Before Gods.
Are you going to cut that part out?
No.
Pretend.
Come on. It's hilarious. Our slogan is now Pods Before Gods.
Okay, dear. It's funny because you think it's funny.
It's funny.
And now you have the story. Pods Before Gods. Trains. Could you trains now?
Can we chugga 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 choo choo? That was fun.
That was nice. We did that in sync.
That's why we got to be on the same wavelength.
We didn't even practice that.
Nope.
We just both went up.
We got it.
Nice.
Oh damn! Like as soon as we started the trains, I started looking like, "Where's my notebook? Where's my notebook?" Notes. We didn't take notes.
We
today.
Did it a la Wyatt style.
We did it.
We did it together.
A la Wyatt style.
We did it together.
In sync.
Together.
1-to-1.
Together.
Apples to apples.
Together.
Oranges to oranges.
Can you just say together with
apples
me?
Apples to oranges.
Just say together. Together with me.
Tout
together.
Ensemble.
Oh God. Alas, main top.
Okay.
Together.
All
right. It's not going to happen.
That's right. We researched trains together this time.
There it goes. Yeah.
Because you have your style, I have my style.
Your style, I found out, is something else. I don't even know if I want to go into that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all... We did a fair amount of research.
What did we start out with? Trains.
Yeah, you literally searched... You literally Googled trains again.
And then I saw that video.
Yeah, because you were the conductor of this
yep.
of this search.
You're the caboose.
I was nearer to the rear than you were. Yes.
Say you're the caboose.
It depends if we're going in reverse, because if we're in the reverse, then I'm now the engine.
But we weren't. Were we?
So you were conducting this train.
Oh my God.
You then Googled.
After fiddling around with your mouse sensitivity, which totally threw me off.
Look, you gotta learn how to use a mouse.
I, like, couldn't even hit anything.
Everything he kept overshooting everything. And
by, like, inches.
I cannot explain how much fun I was having during this research period. Mostly because why I just kept overshooting everything, because my mouse sensitivity is, like, a little bit higher.
I mean, usually I'm bad with technology.
Than his Mac is used to.
This is just something altogether different. It was just, like, I couldn't even hit anything.
You really couldn't handle it. I even showed you the thumb button on my mouse that goes back. I mean, and you started using that as the click button.
By accident.
And so you're like, oh, we're on the page before it.
I kept pressing it by accident.
Click, click. Oh, something's happening. You go to, like,
go... big idiot.
And then you went actually back to, like, the top left of the screen and you right-clicked it like an idiot.
No. I was just clicking things at that point. I was just freaked out.
Yeah.
This is weird. Anyways.
You Googled trains?
Yeah, that's what I do every week.
Yeah.
And I told you that. I don't know if you didn't believe me or you're just like, wow, he actually just Googled trains every week. Yeah, and then there was this cool video we hadn't seen yet. It was Lego cars getting crashed into by a Lego train.
Yeah, it was lots of Lego cars getting crashed into by a Lego train.
Actually, getting crashed by a Lego train.
Oh, I missed that.
And it had 6.8 million views.
And the author of the... Of the video
was 4 years old.
He was about four, and he very much acted like it, very much sounded like it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was just a stationary cam of these train tracks, these Lego set train tracks,
uh-huh.
and then a railroad crossing with gates. And this kid then comes up, lifts up the gates, and then he says, oh. "I'm gonna go through now." He then grabs one of the cars and then pushes it onto the tracks, lowers the gates, and says. Oh no!
I'm stuck! Train's gonna kill me!
Train's gonna kill me! And then you just hear like a little train coming around the track, and then it comes in a frame, and it's not going too fast.
It's like a little motor, yeah.
And just comes and just.
It's a train.
It's the car in the middle.
And they both kind of fall off a little bit.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a little.
And the video was 5 minutes long, and we watched the whole thing, and it was awesome.
We absolutely did. Let's not recite the entire thing, but let's kind of like recall some of the highlights.
Highlights.
Some of my highlights was when he put on the smaller cars onto the track. Says, "Oh no, the train gonna kill me!" And then the train then comes by, hits the car, knocks the car off. He then keeps going with the train, so it goes around the loop. He then grabs the car, puts it back on the train track. And then waits for it to hit him again. Train goes around again, picks up the car again, puts it down. Oh, no! Smack!
Like three times in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I liked when he accidentally made the train go around the corner too fast, so it fell off prematurely. And then he got up to go fix it, and he kicked the track, and then he stepped on the track, and it was just like the biggest clumsy fest I've ever seen. You could just hear his little 4-year-old brain whirling away.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't edit it or anything. It was pretty high quality. It was just this kid just putting things on tracks. Oh, no, this train's gonna kill me.
And you wouldn't let me watch another one, but he had, like, how many videos do you think he had on YouTube on his channel?
He probably had at least 40.
Yeah, all the same kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then train we falls off bridge.
His channel, his liked channel, and there was, like, he liked a video of, like, a machine harvesting carrots. I don't even understand why a 4-year-old.
Yeah, like this 4-year-old's all over the map.
It was weird. It was a weird experience.
It was fun, though. It was just a lot of him just crashing things into things.
Yeah. What do we do next?
What do we do? From there, I then wanted to look up World War II trains.
Yeah, that's what happened next.
I said, Wyatt, search up trains, and then you typed in trains, and I said, W, and you put in W, and then I said, or W, and then you put in W, and I put in, and I said two, and then you said, and then you put in two, and then we hit enter, and then we looked up the trains in World War II.
And it was this gigantic.
It was disturbing.
Humongo.
Ooh, just on the screen.
Wait, what are we talking about?
The
Schwarzwagen.
The Schwarzwagen.
Guar Schwarzwagen.
The Umsta.
Umstagen, fagen,
wagen. The Schande für Hitler.
Rah!
It was the biggest train gun ever made.
It was huge. It was like, how big do you think it was?
Ooh, what did they say? I forget every stat. I didn't write down any notes.
Yeah. Oh, wait. 800 centimeter shell.
Yeah, shell.
You could shoot it 45 kilometers.
Insane.
It was like,
each one of these
people.
Shells was 17 tons. The whole thing together was like 1,600 tons.
The gun, yeah.
And yeah, it had a range of like 45 kilometers.
If you can imagine, the shell was like 12 feet tall and like as wide around as like a big like 200-year-old tree.
And I told you, no way Kevlar could stop that.
And then I was like, if you had enough of it, you probably could.
That's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I don't know what Kevlar costs.
Yeah, but to research that, I was lying on my bed behind you as we were researching, and then we went to the Wikipedia page, and I said, read it aloud to me.
I wasn't going to do that.
No way you're going to do that.
It's too much work.
So you copied the first paragraph.
Yeah.
Opened up Word.
Yeah.
Put it into Word.
Yeah.
Then put the slider bar of the magnifying glass all the way to the max.
Yeah.
So that I can then see pretty much half words per
line. And then I turned the font size to 72.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like 3 words per page.
Right. And then I was then reciting to you what I was reading.
Yeah.
Didn't learn a thing.
No, so you had to try something else.
So I said, hey, go to Google Translate. You went to Google Translate, put it into the Google Translator, and we said, listen.
Yeah.
And then it told us what we had to learn.
In a weird robot voice.
Yeah, she did not have the heart. Yeah. She was not into it.
This might be why we don't remember much about it.
She wasn't passionate about it at all.
She kept saying the numbers, too.
We do know that it was used against the French lines.
Maginot line. That one.
Maginot
line. That's how she said it. Just like that.
Yeah, because when you say things in French, you have to sound more robotic.
Yeah.
Maginot.
Line Maginot.
Yeah. And it was used against the French. And like we said, it was a railway gun. So it was on the railway. Which is the only way to transport it, because it was, again, 1,600 tons.
Yeah, like a bunch of elephants.
A ton of them. And they had to, like, bring them around Germany and, I guess, put them within 45 kilometers, which is still a lot.
Still pretty far away.
Like, we could hit Cam River.
Yeah. We should.
That's pretty close, actually.
I mean, not back then.
When you think of how fast these things shoot, I don't know. I'm being too critical of this 45-kilometer range back in, like, 1920. It's when they started working on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, pretty impressive. Big gun. There was pictures on Google.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
People were pretty small beside it.
They had, like, 40 people sitting on the gun barrel.
Fun stuff.
It's huge.
That's what I would do if I was in the Army.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, put me in the barrel.
Get a pick.
Get a pick of me in the barrel.
Yeah.
But don't fire it, okay? Promise? Do you promise, Christoph?
Hans.
Christoph?
Hans.
I'm going to climb into the barrel.
Yeah.
Now you need.
See, fortune walk on.
I want to get a photograph, okay? I want to show this to my grandchildren.
Cha.
Now I haven't exactly had kids yet.
I have a countdown. Are you ready?
Countdown to what?
Fun.
Hans.
Okay.
I mean, Ice. Christoph.
Zwei.
Wait, I'm in the barrel. Zwei. I'm in the barrel, Christoph.
Vier. Fünf. I'm just.
Oh, you were taking. Oh, you were taking the picture.
Sechs.
Oh, you were taking the picture. Okay,
yeah,
I understand.
Sure.
I understand. How did it look?
Sieben.
Ach. Boom.
No, I'm not there yet.
Oh, we're still taking pictures.
Nine. Ten.
When do I smile?
Oh, okay, now.
Boom.
Boom. Christoph dead. Hans win. Ha ha ha.
It's too bad that Noah didn't pick up.
He wouldn't have thought it was funny.
Yeah. I bet it's gonna be such like an out of body experience when he listens to this.
Do you think he's gonna listen?
Uh huh. Listen up here, you little shit. You answer my calls.
You need to pick up your phone.
I will fire everybody.
Yeah. That's just me.
I work for me.
You're going to fire both of us?
Just watch me. I'll fire you first and then have an alone podcast.
Who are you going to get to fire you?
Huh?
You can have an alone podcast.
I just look in a mirror.
I would listen.
I look in a mirror. Or you write a letter of resignation to yourself, and then you send it to yourself, and you also write a letter of no further employment.
I can see this being like a sad
and
romance.
Then I then send it to yourself again, and you receive it at the same time, and then you receive it, open it up, and then it says, we're not going to continue with your employment, and you cry a little bit, and then you get in character, and then you're then a little bit more assertive, and then you open it up, and it says, I resign, and then you say, I just fired you, and then it goes, I just resigned!
What?
Are you following that?
No, you totally lost me.
How often do you just zone out when I speak?
I don't want to tell you the truth. I think it'll hurt your feelings. It's only when he starts talking techie. Pixels and frames per minute and...
It's never frames per minute. Well, it's
whatever.
Never frames per minute.
1090p. I said that wrong on purpose just to mess with you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What is it?
1080.
By what?
P.
Oh, you're just a slapper on the knee, aren't you, Wyatt? Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure. We're going to wrap it up?
No, I'm going to wrap it up.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That was really... Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that.
Don't say sorry.
I apologize. I like that. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah, good.
I apologize.
I apologize to you.
It sounds really sassy, like, I apologize you're upset.
Yeah, I like those sassy things where it's like you're really calm about things.
I'm sorry my lifestyle is too exciting for you.
One of my favorite things that I want to do is if somebody's ever like going hard at someone, like trying to like ream them out and, you know,
really dig into them.
Yeah, or they're like being really bitchy or rude or anything like that. I just want to go, hey buddy.
Really boopy.
I just want to go, hey, ease up. How does that make you feel? Hey Wyatt, ease up. All right?
Okay, wait, I just get mad. Just start. Right. Start talking about technology.
So DPI for the mouse is the dots per inch. It's how many dots it is able to scan on the ground.
This is actually working.
Per inch.
I don't want to listen to this.
Okay, no, it's how many it can scan. So then, like, the smaller amount that you move
okay, stop.
It can then
stop.
It then has more dots per inch to scan. Now,
I get it
has more dots to scan, but there's also the refresh rate.
I didn't mean for this to happen.
It's the refresh rate. Wyatt, ease up.
Okay, that does make me upset. That does work. I'm mad at you now. I don't feel like easing up, but I feel childish if I don't ease up. Oh, you got me pincered.
What?
I think my heart is beating faster.
What? I need you to get out of here so I can probably just play Fallout until I fall asleep.
I approve your... thanks for your honesty.
Probably going to have a cookie after as well.
All right.
Do you want
one
as well?
Maybe.
They're good. They're good chocolate chips.
You guys are going to have to guess if I had one. Actually, I need some water. I'm kind of thirsty.
Aren't we all?
Maybe.
We're running out of water. Okay, here's
Did
a rant.
I tell you about...
Here comes a rant.
Oh,
here
okay,
it comes.
I just had
okay?
a thought to you,
but... Do what pisses me off when people say you're wasting water.
Why?
Doesn't that make you mad?
I get mad when people say you're wasting time.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If people tell me I'm wasting water, right? You're in the shower. You're wasting water! Hey! Get out of the shower! You're wasting water!
I mean, that's a serious thing, though. Like,
no, it's not a serious thing, Wyatt. Here's what happens. It then flows down our river. We then grab that water, and then we throw it on my head. That's pretty much what we're doing.
No,
we're
throwing
Hey! You want me to finish, buddy?
All right, finish.
Wyatt, hey!
I'll let you finish.
Wyatt, ease up.
But I'm going to tell you you're wrong afterwards. So just be ready for that.
No, you're not.
I will.
Or people say, hey, you're using too much water.
Okay.
I'm like, no, I'm not. We just take it out, and then I put it on my body to clean me, and then we then set it back out to the ocean, which it was going to go anyway. Our river right now is rushing with thousands of liters per minute, right? Just unused. It's going to go to the ocean. It's either going to go on me and clean me and then go to the ocean and evaporate and then go up into the clouds and then come down and then go into our lakes and then rush to our thing and it's going to clean me again. What we're wasting is energy.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
I know.
You took my point.
I didn't take your point.
But here's the thing. It's fresh water. Fresh water takes a while to, you know, go through the whole system, the whole cycle. So it's kind of like some places people don't have that. I guess we do here. We're lucky.
Yeah.
And it's not
like if I don't take a shower, it's going to give that water to somebody who needs it. It's
that's
just
exactly
gonna,
how it works.
No, that's not exactly how it works. It's going to flow to
Five
our ocean. It's
get...
now going to evaporate because of our sun, because it's so hot here on the West Coast. All right? And then it goes into the clouds, and it comes down into our lakes again.
For every minute you take a shower in North America, someone dies of thirst.
Wow. That's bull.
Yeah, it is. I made that up.
I know.
You want to hear something really cool, though?
Yeah.
There's a documentary on Netflix right now called Slingshot.
Huh.
And it's this guy. The guy who invented the Segway.
Ooh.
Has invented this, like, machine. It's basically the size of a fridge, a small fridge. And it's, like, a water purifier. It can turn any kind of water. Dirty water, toxic water.
Pee.
Salt water. Pee, maybe.
What are you talking about?
Like, it's got to be actually water.
It is water.
Fresh, drinkable water.
Cool.
Bottled water. Very cool.
And it
takes
just,
all the bacteria, all the gunk, all the dirtiness, all the salt. Takes it all out. It's like a 30...
What? Takes out the salt?
Yeah, and it's like...
It's a desalinator.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
And it's energy efficient.
No, that's bullshit.
No, it's true. You have to watch the movie. It's a documentary.
I will watch it.
It's amazing.
Because I don't believe that.
How many of the world's problems does that solve? So
every
many.
Single one. Do you know how long? The military.
I don't know
how
people don't know about this.
The governmental military.
I was so surprised. Like, what?
Has
we
worked
have
on desalination?
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe it.
And it's always been too much energy.
I don't believe that he has made a desalinated machine out of a fridge-sized thing.
It's a fridge size, yeah. It's like really expensive to make the prototype, but they have it now. They have the technology, so it can be really cheap to make it because they just need to get it out there and get people buying it.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
It's true.
I'm going to have to watch this.
Look it up.
I will. What's it called? Slingshot?
Slingshot.
Why? Don't tell me.
Oh, David and Goliath.
Oh.
Because it's the slingshot that David used to take out the giant.
Sure. I'll accept that one.
I was surprised I knew that. Pretty cool, though, hey?
We'll see. We'll
get back
pretty
to
pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right. You want to wrap us up?
No.
Wyatt, do you want to wrap us up? Okay, I'll wrap us up.
I don't need to tell you to wrap it up if you're grabbing the reins right now.
I'm not.
And I'm sleeping.
I was grabbing the reins and placing them in front of you.
No, I'm sleeping in the sled right now.
But, like, that's what
you
always say.
You got the reins, and you're saying, mush, mush.
But, like, when you're in charge, you're like, hey, Wyatt, you want to wrap it up? And I'm like, and I fumble some words.
Yeah,
out.
And then I wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay, so it's my turn. All right. Okay, let's start again. Hey, Spencer, you want to wrap it up?
I guess so.
All right, you're terrible at this. Feel bad about yourself. Thanks, everybody, for listening, tuning in. I hope you had a great time. I sure did. Wyatt's an idiot. He doesn't know how to talk, right? but for real, though, get out of here.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.